Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
John in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask about solar panels.
Okay.
I was thinking about getting some solar panels, but the only thing is I've got the northern exposure. I'm only going to get maybe 4 or 5 hours worth of direct sunlight, and I'm wondering if it's really worth it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for you to make them pay for themselves. First of all, active solar just by itself is pretty expensive and hard to get a return on investment on. If your state offers rebates and refunds for installation cost, then that can change the dynamic. There also may be solar panels that are covered by the tax credits, which are available through the end of 2010, and that could help as well. But if you have a situation where, even in the best scenario, you're only going to get 4 or 5 hours of sun, I think it's going to be very difficult for you to get a payback of those, even if you do get some tax credits and some discounts and some refunds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it have to have, like, direct sun? I mean...
No, it doesn't have to have direct sun. Of course, you know, southern exposure is best, but it doesn't have to have direct sun. But I will tell you this, the installer should be able to calculate, you know, how much
what
electricity you could generate with this, and they should be able to do the math for you and check their numbers. But my concern about active solar right now is that the cost of the equipment, short of rebates, is so expensive it takes a really long time to get a payback. So remember, calculate how many years it takes to get the payback and ask yourself, are you going to be in the house for that, you know, 20-year period? And typically, if you want to save money, there's a lot less expensive things that you can do, like adding insulation or getting a more efficient air conditioning system that gives you a better ROI.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, John.
Okay.
Dose of reality, okay. My friend.
All
Thanks
right.
so
Thank
much
you.
For calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. You know, a lot of our callers, Leslie, you know, have great intentions, and they want to put in, you know, a windmill or solar power or some, you know, very, very expensive energy-saving improvement. But you really got to be practical when you look at these projects, folks, and figure out what the return on investment is. And if you're not going to be there to enjoy that return on investment, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. And I always think when people get so excited about wind turbines, I'm like, they're enormous. Where are you going to put one? Is your neighborhood going to allow it? What are your neighbors going to say? And then when you go to sell the house, you're like, and check out my awesome wind turbine in the backyard. Some people, as energy efficient and cost saving as it is, don't get it, don't understand it, and don't think it looks good. So then resale issues arise.
You know, I actually built a wind turbine once.
Did
with
you?
My fraternity brothers at a mountain camp that was owned by our college.
Was there
Looked
alcohol
great.
Involved?
Only in the evenings, not while we were up on the tower. But even so, we came back a month later after a severe storm and found it on the ground. So I don't think we did a very good job.
Good intentions, not nature-proof.
888-666-3974.